Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On the education front, there has long been debate among educators about the wisdom of school vacations each summer, as many believe that learning should not take an extended holiday. They urge parents to find ways to make sure children continue learning during the summer break. One Boston-based program designed to do just that has recently expanded to Worcester. And as WBUR's Laura Amico reports, organizers of the program that pairs tennis with literacy lessons are making plans to double its capacity in Boston in the next 5 years.
Oh, that's 1 point. All right, Jackson, here you go.
It's 9:30 in the morning on Boston Common. A group of elementary school students is playing tennis on the nearby tennis courts. In the hot July sun, the service lines shimmer. Nearby, another group of students is sitting under an elm tree. They're reading Dr. Seuss's Horton Hatches the Egg. Their kitty-sized tennis rackets lay in a pile nearby.
Can you guys remind me who Horton is? Who's Horton?
Elephant.
Okay, he's an elephant. And what did you do in the story we read yesterday?
He helped people.
Tenacity, the nonprofit tennis and literacy program behind these activities, is serving 5,000 Boston students this summer with half and full day tennis and reading programs and camps around the city. The $4.5 million program is funded mostly by private donations and government grants. Founder Ned Eames, a former pro tennis player, says demand for Tenacity is growing.
We're doubling the number of kids and raising the bar to college completion. So it's ambitious and it's challenging, but it's fun.
Active in Boston public schools since 1999, 1,000 students at 5 schools now take part in Tenacity's programming. By 2019, Eames plans for Tenacity to be teaching at 10 more schools, including Timilty Middle School, Rogers Middle School, and Mildred Avenue K-8.
Yes!
The program introduces elementary school students to tennis as part of their physical education curriculum, then adds in literacy and life skills classes when the students reach middle school. That means extra time on reading comprehension, vocabulary lessons, homework help, and mentorship in applying for high school. Families get home visits from Tenacity staff, and students participate in field trips.
This curriculum, combined with the relationships that get formed between our staff and the kids over a period of time, is leading our middle school academy kids to be outperforming their peers.
In high school, students get help with homework, life skills classes, and applying for college and financial aid. Eames says 95% of Tenacity students graduate high school, compared to 66% district-wide.
Oh, what a shot! Oh! We have two new kings! All right, ready? 3, 2, 1!
On Boston Common, these 6 to 10-year-olds are sounding out big words and reaching high overhead for lobs. High school graduation may seem a long ways off, but their coaches, like Tutu Ekpebwar, know it's right around the corner. Ekpebwar started with Tenacity as a 12-year-old, somewhat suspicious of sports. Today, she's a rising sophomore at Wittenberg University in Ohio, where she studies international business and plays on the tennis team.
As a child, I felt like there were a lot of people who were out there for me and who wanted to back me up in so many ways.
This summer, the Roxbury native is a tennis instructor with Tenacity.
I want to do the same for each child here in Boston because it gets difficult. There's a lot of struggles with the urban youth. I was one of those kids once, and I just want them to know that there's people there for them.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Laura Amico.